This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was deliberately conducted to undermine Jammu and Kashmir's tourism economy and sow a religious divide. Speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China last evening, Dr. Jaishankar called for an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Recalling the strong condemnation of the April 22nd attack by UN Security Council, the minister emphasized the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable. He also stressed that India would continue to work to bring the perpetrators of the JNK attack to justice. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance, describing the move to demolish the landmark building in Manmohan Singh as a matter of profound regret. India urged Bangladesh to convert it into a museum symbolizing shared culture of the two countries. The Indian Embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. It also advised to continue to monitor the latest regional developments and follow updated advisories issued by the Indian authorities. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has urged parents and guardians to complete mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. In a statement, UIDAI has emphasized the importance of completing the mandatory biometric update for children who have reached the age of 7 but have not yet updated their biometrics in Aadhaar. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that under the current guidelines, a child below 5 years of age does not have to provide fingerprints or iris scans due to developmental reasons. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has downplayed US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 100% tariffs on Russia and its allies, asserting that Moscow is well equipped to withstand additional sanctions. Addressing a press conference after the meeting of the Foreign Ministers' Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, meeting in Tianjin, Lavrov underlined that Russia is already under an unprecedented number of sanctions and expressed confidence in the nation's ability to cope with any new burdens. Israeli airstrikes killed over 90 people across the Gaza Strip in the span of 24 hours in one of the deadliest attacks launched on Monday evening. Gaza's health ministry yesterday said 278 people were injured in the attacks and taken to hospitals. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, east and adjoining central India during the next 2 to 3 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe today. Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day is being observed in India today. The day celebrates country's growing role in the global AI landscape. From tech hubs like Bengaluru and Hyderabad to rural areas, AI is transforming healthcare, education, agriculture, governance and industry in the country. In badminton, India's top badminton stars, including two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu, Lakshya Sen, and the men's doubles duo Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, are set to kick off their campaigns at the Japan Open Super 750 tournament in Tokyo today. Satvik and Chirag, currently world number 15, will lead India's challenge in the tournament. Despite injury setbacks earlier this year, they've reached 3 semi-finals and 1 quarter-final in 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.